Is it a necessity to divert the PM visit for personal gains? It is our duty, and we ought to respect those who come to do good in our region. It is also customary to respectfully welcome the leaders who associate with the development of our area. Although the saying, Atithi Devo Bhava, is a part of our life, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the state today shows that the behavior of the representatives of the ruling YSRC party in the state is very much clumsy. It showcases their narrow-mindedness when Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is at the helm of the word, Sthitapranya, comes to Andhra Pradesh to dedicate the many developmental programs that have been, are being and are going to be done under the central government. They are trying to show their favor with temporary charm by the YSRCP leaders to divert the public attention from their failures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the person who conducts relations within the spirit of the constitutional cooperative federal structure between the center and the states. He is a person who has been accustomed to giving prior appointments to the chief ministers of his political rival parties, like Mamata Banerjee, Stalin, Pinarayi Vijayan, Naveen Patnaik etc., to comply with the duties and responsibilities within the protocols. But at the same time, it is a truth that history has told us many times that those who think of this initiative with Prime Minister Narendra Modi as cheesy for personal advantages by anyone, those will be disappointed. However, when the Prime Minister comes to the state, it is right to try to achieve good and positive things for the state by bringing many unresolved issues and development projects to their attention. At the same time, it is good to realize that PM Narendra Modi cannot achieve even temporary benefits through the efforts of the few individuals who pretend to divert the people's attention from facts and truth. Now, many people may wonder why this article is needed. There is only one answer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will come to Visakhapatnam on the 11th of this month at 7:25 p.m. The next day, i.e. on the 12th, he reached the public meeting at Andhra University, the dedicating to the public about total 7 central government development projects costing more than 15,000 crores, such as Visakhapatnam Fishing Harbour Modernization, Raipur to Visakhapatnam 6-lane road, Convent Junction to Shilanagar Port Road, Visakhapatnam Railway Station Modernization. Pipeline from Srikakulam to Angul, the development of the Narsapuram to Ichhapuram road and the development of the ONGC field under GAIL company. However, this program is purely the union government's project's inauguration by the Prime Minister, which the state government should handle as per the protocol provisions. It has become known to the public as a degenerate political abomination of YSRCP leaders, as if Prime Minister Narendra Modi is inaugurating the program by doing all these development works. The YSRCP government in Andhra Pradesh, which has already blocked and scrapped the development of capital Amravati, took the inauguration ceremony did hold with the hands of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Despite the court's interim orders, Yes Jaganmohan Reddy led YSRCP called Visakhapatnam the executive capital, which cannot be implemented legally. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led central government projects dedicated to the nation for the benefit of the state and the nation for public use. Everyone has already understood that this is a crooked attempt to show the public that it is their work and achievement by the leaders of the YSRCP. Further, how could Prime Minister Narendra Modi say greetings when under the supervision of the state government officers with the directions of YSRCP leaders cut down the trees for the public meeting of the PM, whether anyone accepts the damage to the natural and environmental resources without necessity? Prime Minister Narendra Modi has a positive vision of governance in the state up to implementing centrally sponsored schemes and projects efficiently and effectively without individual and family stickers of the persons will be the touchstone. If we look at our Andhra Pradesh, can the state government tell us whether the 10% EWS reservation ambitiously introduced by the central government has been implemented in the appointments made so far in Andhra Pradesh without disturbing the existing reservations? Apart from this, the central government has approved 1,22,69,000 houses in the country under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Every eligible poor person should live in their own home with dignity with the assistance of 1,27,000 crores and 600 crores released rupees funds after the construction of 60,00,000 and 40,000 houses were completed and handed over to the beneficiaries. Out of the 20,75,000 places allocated as our state's share to the state of Andhra Pradesh, in which 19,07,000 houses have been ground. Only 6,28,000 houses have been completed, which means only nearly 30%, which is only half of the national average. In addition, Jal Jeevan Mission, another important centrally sponsored scheme to provide safe tap water to every household in rural India, was launched in 2019. Out of 95.66 lakh households in 18,650 villages in the state, only 30.74 families have access to safe tap water by 2019, an additional 16.88% growth in the 21 months since the scheme started. Another 16.14 lakh houses have been provided in Andhra Pradesh, and the change in the implementation of this scheme is lower than the national average. Even though the central government has allocated nearly 4,000 crores for this scheme, it has yet to be able to spend the funds on time. Still, out of the 790.48 crores released by the Centre for the year 2020-21, only 297.62 crores have been paid, and the remaining 492.86 crores have been returned to the Centre, which is proof of the state government's behaviour. After the COVID disaster, 80 crore deserving people in the country have been given free 5 kilograms rice per month for 7 times and 21 months under the Yojana scheme called Garib Kalyan, in which Andhra Pradesh share beneficiaries are about 2 crores 70 lakhs. Still, the state government must provide the rice obtained from the center to the beneficiaries on time. If an attempt has been made, the central government comes down with a warning and distributes rice. There are also allegations of discrimination between districts in the identification and distribution of rice. While the central government is giving considerable funds to these ambitious schemes, the state government still needs to implement them in quality. On the other hand, the state government led by Jagan is acting boldly in misleading people by putting stickers on the schemes implemented with central government funds. Further, suppose the central government is giving funds under Ayushman Bharat for free medical treatment up to 5 lakh rupees to the poor. In that case, YSR Arogya Shri is not paying the bills to the hospitals on time, which is a deficiency in providing medical services to the poor in the state. Another crookedness is that even though the funds recommended by the 15th Finance Commission for being the funds released to the local bodies by the central government, the state government is misappropriating those funds. After COVID lockdowns, the central government has provided loans on interest subsidies and incentives under PMSVNidhi to hawkers doing business on the streets. Still, it has been renamed as Jagannath Cheyutha. If the central government gives funds to Amrit City and Smart Cities for infrastructure development in cities and towns, such funds have been diverted for other non-productive expenditures or the plight of not spending on time by the state government. If the central government gives 200 crores, 20 lakh doses of COVID vaccine to the whole country for free. Even though 8 crores, 25 lakh is given to our state exclusively, today's state government fails to use vaccines properly and transparently without abusing them. Even today, the state government has miserably failed to deliver the benefits of the PM Gati Shakti Yojana as implemented by the central government, which is worth 111 lakh crores in the country for the creation of the necessary infrastructure for the future. In such circumstances, after examining the actual statistics on these issues in the state, if it is a step to divert the funds of the centrally sponsored schemes without the programs being carried out by the spirit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's desire, then it is a step forward in the state. In the meantime, the pleading comments made by some state ministers on the Prime Minister and the press release criticisms made with malicious intent on the central government without reducing the tax on petrol and diesel with the photo image of a self-styled Chief Minister Yes Jagan. The question is, will it end with the one-day rush by YSRCP leaders in Vishakhapatnam when PM is visiting for the inauguration of development projects by cutting down many trees and destroying the environment? But whether Prime Minister Narendra Modi comes to the state or the Chief Minister goes to the centre, the Prime Minister will act only in the spirit of the cooperative federal structure. When Prime Minister Narendra Modi is coming to Vishakhapatnam to implement development programs on such a large scale, some are trying to bring up two issues, including the instigation of the ruling party in the state as part of selfish politics. There is a need to fearlessly bring the facts to the public's attention rather than false propaganda. One of them is Vishakhapatnam Railway Zone. The central government has already decided on this and is in the land acquisition program for necessary structures. However, it is misleading the people by attributing the answers given by the concerned ministers to Andhra Pradesh on the questions asked in the parliament on issues related to other states. However, when the Prime Minister comes to the state, whoever wants to complete the process of railway zone works at the earliest, such people can bring to the notice of the PM that there is no need to be wrong. But it is wrong to advertise that the railway zone is not coming where the process is in progress. In addition to this, the second point, in the case of the Vishakhapatnam steel plant, till now the central government has taken all necessary steps to sustain and safeguard the plant. In the future, it will protect steel plant resources. Still, the decisions of the central government under the leadership of Narendra Modi will be based on the method of growth and providing better employment opportunities. Here the point is to what extent the ruling party and other parties in the state are directly and indirectly complicit in stoking emotions without extending the facts to the public and those whose lives are linked to the steel plant. People are noticing that the ruling parties in the states are trying to impress a port in Kerala and investment in Rajasthan. The same political parties are behaving differently in Andhra Pradesh. Now, at least conclude that arrests in the Delhi liquor scam must now be an eye-opener for those who want or expect to gain personal benefit from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit with diversionary politics using projecting, stating that they would have relations with the Prime Minister to their safeguard and the adverse decisions and failures of the state government in our state. Finally, the approach of PM Narendra Modi always is law will take its course of action without any interference with malefied intentions. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.